Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Yes, COVID came from a lab. When will the mainstream media quit gaslighting us? Stephen Mosier reports. The Wall Street Journal just breathlessly reported that the COVID virus was manufactured in a lab. It even hinted that this lab in question might have been, drum roll please, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Of course, this is not news to anyone but those who still read the mainstream media. Those benighted souls have been kept in the dark about the origins of the recent pandemic for 4 long years. Readers of the dependable media outside the prestige press, on the other hand, have known the truth from the beginning. Why? Because on February 23, 2020, right after the outbreak of COVID in China, when Anthony Fauci was feverishly colluding with other virologists to cover up the Wuhan connection, and Beijing was lying to the world about bats and wet markets, the New York Post published my article, "Don't Buy China's Story. The Coronavirus May Have Leaked from a Lab." Facebook immediately shadow banned the article, citing independent fact-checkers. A month later, USA Today piled on. The World Health Organization, WHO, and researchers insisted that coronavirus not man-made or engineered, but its origins remain unclear. Please don't bother waiting for them to apologize. They won't. Gaslighters never apologize. Equally obvious is the fact that Beijing deliberately seeded it around the world, infecting half the planet and killing millions, as I wrote in an April 2020 article published in LifeSite News. How COVID-19 may have been deliberately engineered in China BioLab, I wrote on April 22, 2020. I pointed out that all the evidence, everything from Beijing's urgent directives about the shoddy safety practices of its biolabs to the sudden trip of the head of China's bioweapons program in Wuhan, suggested that COVID-19 may well be a human-engineered virus that escaped from the lab. The piece was widely read online despite the efforts of the social media giants to prevent it from trending. But Facebook and others didn't stop there. They followed Fauci's lead in condemning me and others as conspiracy theorists. Well, yesterday's conspiracy theories have a way of becoming today's conspiracy fact. First, there was a scholarly study by two Chinese scientists who traced COVID-19 to the Wuhan lab. This February 2020 article was promptly disappeared by the authorities. Then there was the cover-up by the U.S.-trained director of the Wuhan lab, Dr. Xi Zhengli, who created an imaginary COVID parent virus to hide the real one that had been engineered in the lab. Chinese whistleblower Dr. Yan Liming, who fled China in April 2020, was the first to point out that the virus's closest cousin is a bat coronavirus, originally isolated by the People's Liberation Army, but tinkered with to make it much more infectious. Those doing the gene splicing left signatures behind in the genome itself, argued Dr. Stephen Quay a few months later. To boost a virus's lethality, for instance, those doing gain-of-function research customarily insert a snippet of RNA that codes for 2 arginine amino acids. This snippet, called double CGG, has never been found in any other coronaviruses but is present in COV2. Besides this damning evidence, Quay wrote, there are other indications of tampering as well. Dr. David Asher, who led the State Department's task force investigating the origins of COVID-19, concluded by early 2021 that it was the result of bioweapons research. The Wuhan Institute of Virology is not the National Institute of Health, Asher said. It was operating a secret, classified program. Over the same time period, more and more links between the United States and Chinese labs were being uncovered. By late 2020, we had learned that an organization called EcoHealth Alliance had received millions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer funding to genetically manipulate coronaviruses with scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. This was the same kind of gain-of-function research that was used to create the COVID virus. We had also learned of a 2018 grant proposal by EcoHealth Alliance called Project Defuse, which sought to engineer bat coronaviruses in a way that would make them more easily transmissible to humans, pre-adapting them to human hosts by growing them in humanized mice. And we had the self-own of Peter Dejac himself. The head of EcoHealth Alliance bragged on Twitter about his China-linked project that, and I quote, "We've made great progress with bat SARS-related coronaviruses, sequencing spike protein genes, IDing ones that bind human cells using humanized mice to see SARS-like signs, and showing that some don't respond to vaccines," end quote. This was way back in November 2019, before all COVID hell broke loose. So pardon me if I'm not surprised by the Wall Street Journal's big reveal. The fact that China, with U.S. tech support and funding, secretly engineered a dangerous bioweapon that escaped from the lab is by now obvious to almost everyone, except those who are still being gaslighted by much of the mainstream media. In recent months, the Biden administration finally suspended its funding of the Wuhan lab. Like the journal's story, however, this action is far too little and comes 4 years too late. China continues to do bioweapons research in leaky labs, and the U.S. still gives grants to Chinese researchers in related fields. Everyone involved in the pandemic fiasco, from the White House down to Fauci and Dejac, is hoping that Americans will just forget what happened in Wuhan. But simply moving on is what we mustn't do. We must demand a full accounting from the U.S. government. After all, we will never get one from China. Finally, if you want all the news that is fit to print, I have a recommendation for you. Ditch the mainstream media and sign up for a news site that isn't afraid to print it. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.